Hello! It is day 108.
Day 29.
And we have finally, after 10 days, walking from Havelock through, we've made it to St. Arnold, where we have just relaxed a little bit, and we're going to do two more days of full rest days before we probably take off to do the Wild Pass, to do the Lewis Pass. Today was a 4-hour, 45-minute segment, leaving Red Hills Hut a little bit later, then after 9, due to the fact that we went for a little wee detour up to the top of the some peak of sorts to look for a geocache this morning. And then we slowly walked our way down a road, which was kind of, to me, it was a little strange because it was a road that only led to the hut and there was no other reason for the road to go that way, and the hut was the only thing in there. It was a dock hut for trampers, so it was kind of weird.
And we saw a really cool abandoned barn and house and sod cottage that was at the very end of the road.
Yeah, it was really well maintained one too. Mm. It was it was really sweet. It would have been cool to it would have been cool to explore inside. Mm. And I bet it was, you know, an old house that was eventually only recently, and I mean recently in the last 20-30 years, was abandoned. But otherwise it's in good repair, good use. We walked down, got to the highway, State Highway 63, and then it was a road walk all the way through to St. Arnold. So being a short day, I think we kind of switched off, both of our bodies kind of switched off in that sense. We were feeling it yesterday, and today it was even more so. Both our feet were just aching, and our bodies were just in this go slow mode, and we did it in under the time that recommended time, or around recommended time, but we were just tired, very tired.
Mm, pleased to be here.
Yep. It's one of those days. Overall, the Richmond Ranges, probably the hardest segment to do overall, but also probably one of the most enjoyable for the fact that it was a real tramp on Te Araroa.
Most rewarding, I think.
Yeah, just for me. Yeah, and even for me, I feel. Just the bush walks, the mountain walks, the views, when we were lucky, the whole time we had beautiful weather the whole time. It would be a little different with a bit nasty weather.
A lot different.
Yeah, amazing. So two rest days before we head off. So awesome.